From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Democrats debate presidential politics. But for our lead, we're going to the governor's contest that's so much sheer political fun this season, California. We're joined by the political columnist and blogger for the Sacramento Bee, Dan Weintraub. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
You know, Dan, I think this race is fun, but another major candidate, the businessman and sports czar, Peter Ueberroth, get out of the race yesterday. What happened with him?
Well, it's not very fun when you're spending millions of dollars of your own money and you're stuck at 5% in the polls, and that's what was happening with Ueberroth. He thought he had some kind of star power based on his experience as the Olympics czar in the 1980s and later as baseball commissioner, but clearly nobody seemed to really remember who he was or what he stood for, and he was unable to really get any traction in this race with multiple candidates.
Who's going to benefit? Who's going to lose because he's withdrawn?
The immediate effect seems to be not too great. He, first of all, didn't have very many votes to begin with, and the polls are showing that those are pretty much spread across the spectrum. He's a Republican, but he was running as sort of an independent and actually had some support from the black community in Los Angeles. So his votes appear to just spread around fairly evenly among the top candidates. In the long term, I think it probably helps Schwarzenegger, because Ueberroth will not be launching a multi-million dollar television campaign, which he had said he was going to do. That probably would have been a distraction for Schwarzenegger as he attempts to close the gap with Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante.
Let me just get a little bit more on Cruz Bustamante. He was in a debate yesterday, kind of a debate of the left. Arianna Huffington was also there, and Green Party candidate Peter Camejo. Any highlights for you from that encounter?
Well, Bustamante seems to be moving to the left to solidify his Democratic base. He apologized again for having voted for the deregulation bill in 1996 that set up the state's electricity crisis, and also for voting in the 1990s while he was in the state assembly for the bill that prevented illegal immigrants in California from getting driver's licenses. That law was just reversed by Governor Gray Davis last week.
If I can ask you overall about poll results, they're all over the place. What do you read in them?
I think they're going to continue to be all over the place until October 7, because I don't think they really know who is going to vote. You have the normal electorate, which certainly will turn out probably in its typical numbers. But then you have sort of this extra electorate, not only the people who kind of pay attention and sometimes vote, but a whole population of people who almost never vote. And those are the people that Schwarzenegger is trying to appeal to. If he succeeds in bringing those people out of their homes and apartments and into the polling booths, not only will it have a major effect on the result, but it could throw the pollsters for a loop.
Dan Weintraub, political blogger and columnist for the Sacramento Bee. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.